Hello. Welcome to another episode of the Homeschool Podcast. In this episode, our class has studied Terry Fox in honor of his accomplishments and Terry Fox Day. We also have a student who's talking about the Eastern Garbage Patch.
The Eastern Garbage Patch
is a very large area where all the garbage we throw away into the ocean piles up. The currents around the garbage island circle around and gather up, making the garbage come together and create an island. The garbage does not only float on the surface of the ocean, but it also litters the bottom. The plastic will eventually break up into small pieces, and fish or birds will end up eating them.
These plastics are sometimes poisonous and can make the fish sick,
or could even kill them. Then the humans come along, and we eat the fish. Then we get sick too. Did you know that 90% of the plastic bags that we get end up in landfills? The burning of plastic bags also creates greenhouse gases, which also hurts our environment.
The more plastic bags we make, the more we hurt our earth.
Important dates in Terry's life and legacy. Terry Fox was a young man who ran across Canada to collect money for cancer research. On March 9, 1997, Terry went to the doctor saying he had pain in his right knee. The test discovered that he had cancer. Soon he had to have an operation to amputate his leg and learn how to walk with an artificial limb.
This same year, only 6 months later, Terry competed in a 27-kilometer race. He finished last in 3 hours and 9 minutes, but people cheered him on. In February 1979, Terry wanted to find a cure for cancer, so he started training for a marathon of across Canada run to collect money for cancer research. On April 12, 1980, in Newfoundland, Terry dipped his artificial leg into the Atlantic Ocean.
He ran an average of 42 kilometers a day during his run. On this run, Canadians from all walks of life waited for him at the side of the road. On September 1st, 1980, after 143 days and 5,374 kilometers, Terry is forced to stop running out of Thunder Bay, Ontario. Cancer had spread throughout his body through his lungs. Before returning to British Columbia for treatment, Terry said, "I am going to do my very best, and I promise that I would not give up." On June 28, 1981, Terry Fox died. Even today, Terry is still helping people.
Well, that was amazing work. See you next time.